The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. The story of Easter continues as the risen Lord appears to his disciples. His words to Thomas offer a blessing to all who entrust themselves in faith to the risen Lord. I begin reading at verse 19. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to them, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. And I ask that the children come forward for the children's sermon. Good morning. Have any of you ever been afraid? Been afraid? What makes you scared? What? The dark makes you afraid. Yeah, that scares a lot of people. What else makes you afraid? Maybe scary movies will do it. Yeah, scary movies. Yeah, scary movies will make you afraid. Or if somebody jumps out at you and says, "Boo!"
No, that's not.
That's not. All right. Or how about people you don't know? Sometimes that's kind of scary too, isn't it? Yeah. There's a lot of things that can make us afraid. In our story today from the Bible, it was on the first day of the week. It was on that Easter Sunday. You know, last week we celebrated Easter, right? Okay, this takes place on that same day, that very first day on Easter. But the disciples were scared. They were afraid. And so because Jesus was arrested, he had been tried, and he had been hung on the cross, and he died, and he was buried. And the disciples were afraid because those same enemies of Jesus were going to come after them and do the same thing to them. And so they were afraid. You know what they did? They found a secret hiding place, and they locked all the doors, and they shut down all the windows, and they were probably speaking in little whispers so that nobody could hear them, so that they could hide from anybody that wanted to get to them. And they were afraid. But while they were hiding, somehow Jesus comes in. The doors are all locked, the windows are shut down, but there's Jesus. He's right there with them. You know what? That even makes them more afraid, I think. All of a sudden, Jesus is there. How'd he get here? Is it a ghost? Is it really Jesus? And Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And then what he did is he showed them the marks in his hands where the nails had gone through when he was hung on the cross, and the spear that had gone through his side to make sure that he was dead.
They saw those wounds and they saw that Jesus was alive, and he said again to them, "Peace be with you." And they weren't afraid anymore. They were happy. They were filled with joy because Jesus was alive. He wasn't dead anymore. They were absolutely amazed. You know, on Sunday mornings, a lot of times, at the end of church, we say, "Peace be with you." And what do you say in return? "And also with you." Uh-huh. "And also with you." Or you can say also, "Peace be with you." You know, we shake each other's hands and we say, "Peace be with you." Okay? When we say, "Peace be with you," we're saying, "May the resurrected Christ be with you too. May Jesus be with you. Jesus who rose from the dead," so that all those things that make you afraid, whether it's scary movies or the dark, or people that say boo, well, I guess that doesn't work, or, you know, anything that makes you afraid, when we say, "Peace be with you," that all those fears may no longer be there with us, that we know that all those things that make us afraid don't need to make us afraid all the time, that God is with us. Jesus is here with us. Okay, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, who rose from the grave to bring us peace. We ask that you always be with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, don't go sit. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been discouraged or disappointed, or even disappointed to the point that you're angry? You know, a lot of rotten things happen to us sometimes, or maybe you have told a friend an embarrassing secret, and the next thing you know, it's posted on the internet. Or maybe a family member that you trust lies to you. Or maybe a husband or a wife has been unfaithful to you. Or maybe a group of friends that say, "Hey, come join us," and they give you the meeting place and the time, and you get there and there's nobody there. They've left without you and left you behind. Sometimes we put our trust into people, and that trust is burned. And it gets so bad sometimes when some things are absolutely devastating to us that it gets to the point sometimes then that we don't want to trust anybody. We don't want to believe anything. And it brings it even maybe to our own faith in God. I think the disciples at this point here in our gospel lesson were maybe here. They were disappointed. They were discouraged, and even discouraged to the point of anger or maybe even fear. I mean, stop and think about it. Here are these disciples. Put yourself in their place. Here's the disciples. They have invested their lives into following Jesus. They gave up their homes. They gave up their incomes. They gave up their work. They gave up their family just to follow Jesus. And for 3 years, they followed him. And they saw amazing things. They saw wonderful things that Jesus was able to do, that Jesus healed people. Jesus walked on water. Jesus fed over 5,000 people with just a little bit of bread and fish. Jesus said amazing things. He taught amazing things to people. He brought light into their lives. Some of these disciples even proclaimed him to be the Son of God. They thought he was the Messiah, the Messiah whom scriptures had prophesied that would come and would save Israel. They believed Jesus to be this person. But think of their disappointment when after that, a week earlier, that the crowds were shouting, "Hosanna, the King of David comes into the city," and they're waving their palm branches and laying their coats on the road, welcoming the King into Jerusalem. And just a few days after that, though, Jesus is arrested. He is tried. He is put on a cross. He dies. And he is buried. How could Jesus do such a thing? Here's the Messiah, the Son of God. This is not supposed to happen. How disappointed the disciples would be that they have invested all this time and energy and this hope into Jesus. And Jesus isn't here anymore. And then the disciples start hearing those rumors as they gather here in this closed room, as they're fretful and fearful and angry and disappointed. They start to hear those rumors, those reports, that Jesus is alive, that he's risen from the dead. Do they dare to believe it? Luke's gospel says that the reports come from the women, and they say, ah, that's just women talk. They don't know what they're talking about. Maybe they wanted to believe it, but they couldn't believe it. But Jesus appears to them and says, peace be with you. He shows them the wounds and he says, peace be with you. And they're filled with joy. It's true. Jesus is alive. They're all there except for Thomas. And so they tell Thomas. But Thomas cannot believe it. Thomas maybe even takes it to another level of not only being fearful and angry and upset. It's ingrained into him, just as when we are hurt so badly, we don't want to see anybody else. We don't want to trust anybody else. We want the world to go away. There's nothing good. Everything in the world is rotten. We're to that point where we can't believe anything. We've invested so much. And we've been let down, or we've been rejected, or we've been lied to, or we've been exposed. Thomas had all those things going in and around him. Possibly he wanted to believe, but he just could not. That next week, Thomas is there. Jesus once again appears, and he shows Thomas the wounds that he had from his crucifixion. And Thomas does believe, and he says, my Lord and my God. For many people in the world, there is much disappointment. There's much disillusionment. There is much fear. There is anger. People have shut themselves away and do not want to trust anybody. They turn inward on themselves. They grumble. They complain. Nothing. There is nothing they can put their faith into. But this resurrected Jesus sparked new life in Thomas. It gave him a new life. And also for those other disciples then too. They felt so fearful, so rejected, so disillusioned. But that resurrected Jesus Christ came to them and said, peace be with you, and brought them new life once again. And so this resurrection of Jesus Christ isn't just about giving that promise that we too will share in a life with Christ forever. It's about giving us new life right now. Because there is so much hurt, there is so much pain in this world, there is so much disappointment, that Christ comes to us and says, peace be with you. That these things of the earth are going to fade away. The most important thing is that you have the joy in the Lord, that you have peace with God, that you have peace with yourself, and you have peace with your neighbor. It brings hope to people. That's what the resurrection does, that God can overcome anything. You know, a lot of times we do things, we mess up, and we sin, and we think, God can't ever forgive that. But I tell you what, if God can overcome death, God can forgive you of any sin that you commit. You are not greater than God. God can forgive, and God does forgive. And he gives us that peace. He says, peace be with you. And he brings us that hope. As Christians, it's our job now to go out and tell that story of Christ, to talk to people that have been burned, that are distrustful, that are disillusioned with the world and with other people. Our job is to bring that hope, that peace, that of Christ that has come to us through this resurrection, to give people a new life in Christ. Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.